VOA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The governor declares a state of emergency for Virginia as Helene approaches. The state's expansion of child care and pre-K education falls short. And Virginia's Liquor Control Authority lays off 4 more directors as profits fall short. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 26th. Governor Glenn Youngkin on Wednesday declared a state of emergency for Virginia in anticipation of impacts from Hurricane Helene. Although the current storm path places its center west of Virginia, forecasters say that the western parts of the state could face significant rainfall and flooding from Friday into Saturday, compounded by ground that is already soaked from week-long rains. The governor's emergency declaration gives Virginia greater flexibility to mobilize resources and equipment to respond to the storm. For more information about how to prepare against the storm's effects, visit vaemergency.gov/hurricanes. Charlottesville City Schools is resuming its school renaming process next month and looking for volunteers to help lead the process. 4 committees will begin meeting regularly in October to discuss public feedback and make recommendations to the superintendent. Final recommendations will be sent to the school board. According to the district, new names for 4 elementary schools could take effect as soon as next August. 2 of the schools, Burnley Moran and Johnson Elementaries, are being renamed because their namesakes led the school division's previously racially segregated white schools. During the last legislative session, Virginia lawmakers expanded child care and pre-K education, but that came at a price of more than $400 million per year. Now, months later, that money is gone, and there are still thousands of families in need. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
With the help of federal funding as part of the COVID-19 response, Virginia propped up investments in its child care and pre-K system. Once that funding ran out, a bipartisan coalition, including Governor Glenn Youngkin, agreed more support was needed. But now those state funds keeping families in existing programs have also been spent. And Democratic Delegate Rodney Willett says there's still about 10,000 more families in need.
You could say we're victims of our own success, but I think really what it is that there's just a lot of demand out there. We're doing our best to meet it.
Willett was optimistic for more funding, calling it an economic multiplier.
It benefits the kids, but it also is enabling parents to go to work.
Republican Delegate Kerry Coyner says Virginia's increased standards for state-supported child care have also increased demand. Higher quality programs develop higher quality kids. She hopes employers get more involved, whether it's through providing their own child care or helping cover the costs.
You have employers who are already stepping up and making this part of an incentive package to, one, recruit, but two, retain employees.
In a statement, Governor Glenn Youngkin pointed towards employer contributions via a co-share program that he says, quote, adds employer contributions to family and state investments to more families across the Commonwealth. Coyner says an estimated $100 million more is needed to clear the wait list. Any additional funds could get added as a budget amendment during the 2025 session. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
The Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority has laid off 4 directors. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the move aims to cut costs in the face of sales revenues that continue to decline and threaten profits that the state expects to receive from its liquor monopoly. The September 10th layoffs reduced the number of directors from 16 to 12. The layoffs reflect a continuing decline in sales revenue at ABC's 400 stores across Virginia in July and August, the first 2 months of the fiscal year. ABC is also facing unforeseen costs from a federal labor decision that forced the authority to raise salaries for employees who are not entitled to time and a half overtime pay. Automakers may soon be required to start designing trucks and SUVs with lower front ends to help reduce the number of fatal head-on collisions with pedestrians. Ian Stewart with VPM News reports.
In 2022, almost 1,500 Virginia pedestrians were involved in motor vehicle crashes. 171 of those people died. Both are increases over the previous year, according to the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Nationally, that same year, roughly 90% of pedestrian fatalities happened in single vehicle crashes, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A lot of the deaths we see with pedestrians in the U.S. are a result of head impacts.
That's transportation policy expert David Zipper. He says many of those fatalities were caused by large trucks and SUVs. That's also why this month the NHTSA proposed a new safety standard that would require automakers to design vehicles with lower front ends.
This is really the first time that automakers are being told that they will need to take into account pedestrian safety in the physical design of their vehicles. This has never actually happened before in America. It's happened in Europe for decades.
The Safety Administration will be accepting public comment on the proposed rule until November. I'm Ian Stewart.
And finally today, next year, members of the Virginia General Assembly will likely consider legislation to crack down on intimate images that are shared without consent. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on a bipartisan group trying to create a new felony.
Ask Susanna Gibson about consent. She's got a lot of thoughts about that because last year, a Republican operative shared non-consensual images of her that upended her campaign for the House of Delegates. Now she's working with a bipartisan coalition to do something about it. And she says draft legislation now circulating among lawmakers would have given her some protection.
It certainly would have helped me, but more importantly, it's going to help women across the country.
Republican delegate Carrie Coyner of Chesterfield is part of the coalition.
Together, we will create safer communities where our children can thrive, free from the fear of image-based sexual abuse.
Democratic delegate Carrie Delaney of Fairfax County says federal prosecutors have their hands full, so states need to do more.
Effective state laws will allow district and Commonwealth attorneys to join on the front lines of the fight against image-based sexual violence. By empowering state prosecutors with the tools they need, we can provide justice.
Justice could end up being 5 years in prison or a $5,000 fee if convicted of the newly created felony. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.